Michael Murphy, back in Division 1, that's the place you wanted to be in. It was the target at the start of the campaign.
Nah, that was that too. I suppose we wanted to get back there at the start of the year. Started off the kind of season not too badly with two wins, and then kind of there's a bit of a stutter in the middle of it. But now, listen, hey, everybody regrouped rightly, and you know, we've managed to finish off the year the way we wanted to, and so it leaves an opportunity now, you know, going into Croke Park now next week, and looking forward to that.
Yeah, it was a good performance today, particularly in the first half. You've made the advantage of the breeze count, and I think it's fair to say come 15 minutes or so that there was only going to be one winner in that game.
Aye, come here, listen, you just never ever know. As I say, we attacked fairly well, we kind of squeezed up on them, and we attacked fairly well, and we took our scores, you know. There wasn't too many ways in the first half. It was a big help, and it just helps when you're chipping them on, and there was threats kind of coming from everywhere. Young Ashton did brilliantly again, fantastic, and Jamie was really, really dangerous there too, and we got a couple of scores, suppose, coming from deep too with Jason and that. So listen, come here, Niall O'Donnell had over a couple of very good ones too, so all in all it was good in that way. It gave us a platform, but we still knew coming out in the second half with the strength of that one, listen, if we could do it then Kildare could do it. But thankfully we managed to tip over a couple of scores and responded with a couple of ourselves anytime Kildare managed to get one, you know.
Yeah, and is the timing right now? Is things starting to come good at the right time? Because we've seen in the second half in Cork last week, and that form has followed on to today, particularly with the young guys having such a big involvement in it.
Well, that's what you'd hope anyway. As I say, it's a long year, the season's a long, long year. Like, it's topsy-turvy, it can take a lot of ups and downs. You know, we've had them already, and between now and the start of the Championship, as well as hopefully through the Championship, it can take a lot of twists and turns. But listen, we know what we have, we've still bodies to come back into it and freshen things up. But all in all, I think it was important for this whole group of players to get 7 league games back-to-back underneath their belt in 2019, and they got them there, and I think that'll stand them in good stead, not only this year but in the coming years too.
You're getting an 8th game now as well, so you're heading back to Croke Park.
That's an 8th game in Croke Park, and that's that side against very, very good Meath side. They've been very, very impressive. We were very, very fortunate that day to get out with a win in Ballybuffet against them. So it's another game, because between ourselves and the Championship, it's quite a big break this year. So we'll take all the games we can get.
If you can win Division 2, it's one thing getting promotion, but if you can come away with a bit of silverware at the end of it and win Division 2, it's another boost, another shot in the arm ahead of the Championship.
That's a bonus. As I say, it's another game for us, a competitive game. Albeit it's a final, but it's another game, and it's a good one for us to get, you know, coming into Championship.
You have a handful of games to your belt since you came back. How's the form at the moment?
Yeah, grand. I'd say just delighted to be back in there. It was kind of a slow start to this year, just as I say, with everything, just been patient and slowly but surely trying to get there. Managed to get over the line. So as I say, it's a good side to go into. It's a quick side to go into. There's a lot of youth in there. So as I say, it's just nice to be back, you know.
Yeah, and just finally, the young boys seem to be getting a buzz playing when you's more experienced boys are about and things start to tick. But is there a flip side of that you's older boys get a buzz with the young boys keeping you on your toes?
Yeah, that's exactly it. As I say, they're fantastic footballers. The ability there is absolutely second to none. But it just takes time, takes games. We've all been through that, where you come into a setting, no matter how much football you can play at underage, you're just getting them games. And for a lot of them to have 7 games under their belt now at that level, home and away, we went away to some very, very, very big venues in terms of Cork and down in Clare and down in Tipperary, and all those trips helps. And then we've got a couple of pros and cons here in terms of home games too. So as I say, it's important to experience both the high and the low of them, you know.